This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Public School District has updated its plans to address its financial problems. Milwaukee will likely replace its chief financial officer with an interim CFO. Milwaukee hopes to add temporary staff to fill about a dozen vacancies in the district's financial office until jobs are filled permanently this fall. Governor Evers says his office is vetting firms to do an independent audit of Milwaukee Public Schools operations. The governor calls the situation in Milwaukee critical and warrants a close look into the school district's financial and academic problems. Republicans say the audit should be done by the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau. Wisconsin's Economic Development Secretary disagrees with the notion that Wisconsin has one of the worst economies in the nation. Wallet Hub just ranked Wisconsin number 40. Missy Hughes says she sees a lot of evidence to the contrary.
I'm just coming back from a groundbreaking for an $800 million facility in Jefferson for Kikkoman Company. And of course, we had the big Microsoft announcement a few weeks ago.
She also points to low unemployment. Wallet Hub cites stagnant GDP and low startup activity. Electric ambulances could be the next zero-emission vehicles. Kevin DeVoy is an ambulance dealer. He says new model electric ambulances could cut tailpipe emissions by 80%.
It's based on the difference between what you're emitting with a diesel motor versus running the electric.
DeVoy admits upfront costs are steep and the charging infrastructure is not where it needs to be yet. The Wisconsin Supreme Court says local governments cannot use vehicles to collect early ballots like the ones that were used in Racine 2 years ago. Justices also ruled yesterday that local clerks can set up temporary polling places during early voting, but the locations can't favor Democrats or Republicans. The Milwaukee Common Council has passed a list of items to be banned inside the Republican National Convention's soft security perimeter. It includes several items that could be used as weapons, but state law prevents a ban on guns. The measure now goes to the mayor. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A child suffered serious injuries when her bicycle was hit by a pickup truck in Green Bay just before 5 p.m. Wednesday. Green Bay police say the crash happened in the 200 block of Bellevue Street. Witnesses say the girl entered the roadway on her bicycle and was struck by a passing truck. She was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. No one in the pickup was injured. The driver remained on the scene and has been cooperative. Police are continuing their investigation. First Lady Jill Biden is scheduled to attend a rally in Green Bay today. The visit launches the Seniors for Biden-Harris campaign as the Democrats court elderly voters by highlighting the contrast between their administration and former President Donald Trump's stance on issues important to senior citizens. As the African-American community and allies celebrate Juneteenth, now's the time to change some of the vocabulary in America's language. Robin Scott, Executive Director of We All Rise African-American Resource Center in Green Bay.
Just in light of continuing to add more information, tell stories as they truly should be told, we are encouraging people to refer to those that were held hostage as Black hostages and families that were held hostage, so Black families. And that helps American folks today to really understand what was happening.
Green Bay's Juneteenth celebration is Saturday from 11:30 until 9 p.m. at Joannie's Park. The Green Bay City Council's finally given go-ahead for a village of tiny homes for veterans to be built on St. Anthony Drive. Kim Knorr of Veterans First, the nonprofit behind Cottage Court, says now the work can begin.
Now we have to go back and make sure that all of our ducks in a row. We have to go back to the site planning, and we have to go to all the infrastructure contractors first. So we get the road in, get water, sewer, that type of thing.
Chad Button and his crew at Button Construction are ready to begin.
We're actually going to volunteer all our labor.
The first seven of the 21 tiny homes at Cottage Court are expected to be built by the end of this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Preston likes the new defense. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers wrapping up their mini camp with their final practice. I asked linebacker Preston Smith if the new defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley gets down to the details.
Yes, this is definitely fine detailing in his system. Everybody has a role and everybody has a responsibility. Nobody gets a pass and everybody has a responsibility in each call or anything. And you kind of know the responsibility in the run game and the pass for everybody.
NBA Finals, the Celtics win again, this time 106-99 over the Mavericks. Boston up 3-0 in the best of 7. Game 4 tomorrow night in Dallas. Baseball, the Brewers host the Reds tomorrow night after beating the Blue Jays 5-4. It's their 6th series win in a row at AmFam Field. Willie Adames.
It's great. I mean, obviously, every time we play in front of our crowd, we always feed off from their energy. And, you know, we're doing a tremendous job here at home. Hopefully, we can continue to do that and, you know, sometimes carry that to the road.
That's Brewers shortstop Willie Adames. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Last weekend, Bad Boys Ride or Die stopped the bleeding at this year's summer box office. Hollywood is hoping the trend continues as they look for another win when Inside Out 2 opens this coming weekend. Some prognosticators say the film will take in $100 million-plus worldwide. It is expected to overtake Bad Boys at the box office. Bad Boys opened last weekend with $56 million domestically. The original Inside Out garnered a 98% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, and the sequel is currently pulling 90%. Those 8 percentage points should not make a difference. Also opening this weekend is the dramedy Treasure, which is not reviewing particularly well, and the Julia Louis-Dreyfus film Tuesday goes to wider release and has reviewed very well. If you're in the mood for a documentary, check out The Grab, a critically acclaimed film about corporations and mercenaries trying to grab remaining food and water resources at the expense of the general public. That does not sound very funny. Have fun at the movies. Are you craving more giant turtles and flying dragons? A Game of Thrones spinoff has been pulled off the scrap heap. Variety reports that 10,000 Ships is back in development. The news comes from George Martin, who created GOT. Martin says the pilot is being written by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Ebony Booth after the original script was killed by HBO. Finally, there is an animated film for adults. Spermageddon is a Pixar-esque movie about two teenagers having sex for the first time. There is an exclusive clip available at Variety.com. Spermageddon might sound risque, but the filmmakers want teens to see it as it promotes safe sex. The film also has a character named Simon the Sperm. I can't even imagine the research involved for an actor cast as a sperm. The movie is currently in the foreplay stages, also known as pre-production. If you're a John Grisham fan, you might have something binge-watchable right around the corner. USA Network announced it will turn Grisham's 1995 novel, The Rainmaker, into a series. The book was also made into a movie of the same name in 1997. The film was directed by Francis Ford Coppola and starred Matt Damon. Variety reports that the TV series will continue with similar themes of David versus Goliath legal situations. Can you imagine sleeping through a fire? Henry Winkler almost did. The Fonz was staying at a hotel in Dublin when the fire alarm went off, and it was not a false alarm. Winkler initially thought it was the clock radio alarm he was hearing that had been set by the room's previous guest. He tried to go back to sleep and finally woke when 6 fire engines showed up from the Dublin Brigade to put out an electrical fire. Winkler praised the fire department's quick response and took a selfie with them. Ironically, he slept through his actual alarm the next day. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and windy in your forecast for today. Good morning, I'm Corey Hartman. West winds will approach 30 miles per hour today, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Mostly clear and breezy tonight, a low around 59. Friday sunshine, 78. Partly sunny and 76 Saturday.
It's 73 at our studios.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm.